The Cryptic Life of Penny Brown by Lauren Morgan Richards and read by Jason Shepherd. Penny Brown was mysteriously boastful of her new achievement. It was a brooch made of rice tied together with string. She wore it every school day before homeroom until the last bell. Penny was a displaced student who the teacher often miscounted. At the end of the year, thankfully, the teacher managed to piece together something from his luncheon supplies to make sure she didn't feel left out. The teacher didn't know exactly what to write on the award, so he settled on the words, "the one most likely to be." Penny was in her own little world most of the day, and that seemed to suit her okay. "Penny, this is your award," he said, presenting her the paltry brooch. Walking around the half circle of children, he tried placing it into her hands, but Penny was too busy making fighter jet noises to notice. She finally looked up, catching a glimpse of the string flapping in the breeze. Eager to get the class over with, the teacher dropped the award into her lap and tapped her knee, signalling he was done. Penny, to the teacher's surprise, treasured the award and has been wearing it ever since. The following year, Penny was placed in a different class and thought to be possibly autistic. Test after test showed nothing out of the ordinary. Her lack of social adeptness continued, and so did the research. "Perhaps we missed something," one doctor noted. "I feel our equipment might be outdated."